many, many books. I read 150 books on heaven, every single book I could get my hands on, some of them hundreds and hundreds of years old, some of them far more current. What was interesting was many of them were from a Christian perspective, but began by saying the Bible really tells us virtually nothing about heaven. And this is really strange because there are numbers of passages that make some very clear statements, some direct, some indirect. You have to think about them a little bit and sort of figure it out and say, okay, what do we learn from heaven here? But in particular, what we fail to understand is that Scripture is full of depictions of what theologians call the eternal state, that is, where we will live forever. Every passage about the resurrection is a passage about the life to come. And so you have all these resurrection passages. Nobody would say, oh, the Bible doesn't say anything about resurrection. Well, of course it does, not only about the resurrection of Jesus, but our resurrections. And we will have real physical bodies. They will be our present bodies made new. That is, our bodies will rise from the grave. So there's continuity. There's old body, there's new body. The new body is not a never having existed body. It is the old body made new. Likewise, what's called the new earth, that we will live on forever. Scripture explicitly tells us, not only in Revelation 21 and 22, but it speaks of it in Isaiah 65 and other passages, this new earth is coming. And 2 Peter 3:13 says we are looking forward to a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. But unfortunately, many of us are really not looking forward to it because we think of heaven as just this disembodied state, which for the moment, our resurrection hasn't happened yet, of course, so our physical bodies, when we die, are left behind, but we will be joined with them to live as embodied people forever on a real physical resurrected earth. As the old body is to the new body, so the old earth, the one we're on now, will be to the new earth. And the new earth will not be a never having existed earth, but the old earth raised, made new, made perfect, made wonderful. And when we think in those terms, suddenly we realize, oh my word, all of these passages that talk about animals dwelling together in peace, that this is not simply restricted to a thousand-year millennial kingdom, and I do believe in a millennial kingdom, but it's not restricted to that. These passages, some of which directly state they're about the new earth, like Isaiah 65 does, are really talking about a world we will live in and enjoy. And if we don't have that in our minds, and we just look at Scripture and say, oh, well, it really hardly has anything to say at all about heaven. I guess we're just on our own. Then people write whole books that either talk about their supposed visits to heaven, what they saw when they were there, and nobody knows whether it's true or not, and they don't feel like they can evaluate it biblically. And so we're left with experiences and speculations instead of really taking what God's Word says.